classes. So Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Kaf Tet, Part Tet. We're dedicating our Limud Bezrat Hashem also Leilui Nishmat Kalma Nachman Ben Peretz Hershel, our good friend. Bezrat Hashem, this Friday is going to be his 30 days, 30 Yom. So Bezrat Hashem, we're going to go, all of us Bezrat Hashem, everyone that can, to his Tzion.
Where are we going to meet?
We're going to meet over there, Bezrat Hashem, in Har HaMenuchot, at 9. At Friday, 9 a.m. Bezrat Hashem. Maybe we're going to meet in the close to the Tzion of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu over there. And Bezrat Hashem, from there it's going to be easier to count on the parts of memories that all of us together, maybe we're going to find our way to. Yes. You cannot count on yourself. אל תאמין בעצמך עד יום מותך. Don't believe in yourself until the day of death. Okay. So, Bezrat Hashem, Torah 29, part 10. In the middle of it, four lines before the end, we talked a little bit about Tavat Mammon, desire for money, that every amount that a person have, כל מה שיש לו יותר, הוא חומד יותר, he desire for more. It's a mistake that David HaMelech had also. This is why it's written on David HaMelech that he sinned, so to speak, because he made a mistake on that. A person can think that by eating, he's going to satisfy himself and he will not have desire for food anymore. That by having a Ma'amad Parnasa, he will not have desire for money anymore, because now he's going to have Parnasa. But by doing all of the mitzvot, he will not have lusts and nonsense anymore. But it's not true. Adrabah, it's increase the desire. The only way of achieving peace with the Yetzara is by killing it. This is the only way. The Yetzara, you should kill him. How are you going to kill him? You cannot. So what you should do? Say to the one that he can. Like we're saying in Chad Gadya, in Pesach, Ba Malach HaMavet, ושחט למלאך, בא הקדוש ברוך הוא, ושחט למלאך המוות. Came הקדוש ברוך הוא and slaughter the angel of death. Only he can do it for us. וזה עיקר תיקונו של המסע ומתן. And this is the main way of fixing the business. שיכוון בכל הילוך והילוך, that the person is going to have those wonderful intentions in every step that he is taking, walking, doing that business, ובכל דיבור ודיבור, and in every word and word that he is saying, שהוא הולך ומדבר בשעת המסע ומתן, that he is going and walking and talking while he is negotiating, doing his business, שכוונתו, that his intention is, כדי שירוויח, כדי שייתן צדקה, that he gonna gain money, that he gonna give צדקה out of that money. And like we said last week, you don't need only to have that intention, also after that you're gaining, you should give the money. Ravenu is not writing it because it's obvious, but we know that we need to remind that, because we don't see too many pockets movements. Here, we need to see more movements from the pockets. The boy said, move your hands. Maybe we need to do exercise a little bit of your hands. Arav Shalom said, everything you can demand from the person, the Yetzer Hara can fight with the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can argue with the person on everything until the pocket. Just don't touch the money. Everything except the money. Touching the money, this is it. It's a war. Be careful. You're inviting me, you don't know how many friends I'm bringing. Be careful. Alright. So, וזהו בחינת תיקון הכללי של אדמים. And this is the main way of fixing the thick blood of the person. Why? when the person is donating, when the person is giving tzedakah, he is purifying his own blood. Means that after that you decided to give tzedakah, for an example, today you gave 100 shekel for tzedakah, it's going to make a change in your mental ability, situation. You're purifying your blood. You're going to have more abilities of kedusha in subjects that are not attached to that at all, on money. You're going to find yourself learning stronger, can concentrate more. You purified yourself. And mainly in issues of kedusha, things that connected to the horrible lust for women. Adrabah, if a person, it's written, zir'u, Rabbeinu now is bringing that. Zir'u lachem letzedakah. It's a, you need to plant. This is like the seed of charity, of tzedakah. When you're giving tzedakah, you're fixing your seed. You're fixing all of that, you're bringing all of that white color into the blood, that it won't be red like we learned before. Ki tzedakah ubchinat klaliyut hagidin. Because charity, it's an aspect of the klaliyut hagidin. How you said klaliyut hagidin? General, it's klaliyut of all sinews, fixing it all. Bivchinat, in aspect of zir'u lachem litzdaka, seed those coins, those bills, tfutzdaka, and it's purifying the blood. Bivchinat zera gad, in the aspect of the seed of God, hu tipachi varta, this is the white drop, it's the seed. Shal yedei hatikun hazeh, that by that fixing, nitromem hamochim, you're rising your wisdoms, you're purifying your wisdoms. Can a person understand what that I'm talking now? Aboisa, is someone here? I remember once that we heard the shiur, Rav Shalom talked about Kedushat HaBrit, about being holy. And in the end of maybe 40 minutes of shiur, he said, all of that shiur is for one person that is sitting here, that maybe in 10 years he's going to wake up on himself and going to say to himself, hey, wait, what Rav was saying in that shiur 10 years ago, for that person I'm giving that shiur today. Aboisai, think about it. How much it's hard for you to concentrate in the limud. How much it's hard for you to do hitbodedut. How much effort you're putting in subjects of shalom bayit, educating your kids, arguing with yourself on what that you need to do and not need to do. All of those things, you have an advice here. By giving charity, money to tzedakah, you're rising the mochin, your wisdoms, you're purifying your brain, you're going to be able to think brighter, clear, in a clearer way. And more being open-minded to see more things, and it's going to help you. Everyone needs to take those advice lemaise. This is the wisdom of Rabbeinu, that it's all advice lemaise. Take it to action. Rav was talking about it in Shabbat in the morning, mamash. There is a difference between two students, both of them coming to the same classes, they're coming to the yeshiva for 10 years and more, the same time, they're in the yeshiva. One is climbing and growing in Avodat Hashem, and one is not changing at all. Adrabai can go even downer and being worse. In what it depends? In his simplicity, pshitut. How much he's got that ability to throw away his wisdoms and to take the wisdom of Harav, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and to follow it, and to go with it. And this is it. And this is the difference. If Rabbeinu said you need to do Sha'a, if you're doing Sha'a, you're going to grow. If you have wisdoms, you're not going to grow. And Adrabah, a person can fall. If Rabbeinu said to do half an hour, Rav Shalom said to do half an hour on one subject, if you're keeping that advice, you're going to grow. If you're not going to take that advice, you're going to stay. And it cannot stay. You're going to go down. Like we said, it's like bicycles. When you're putting an effort and you're sweating, it means you're on a hill. If you see the wind and you're enjoying, you're falling down. You're going down, and you cannot stand on one place. You're falling. You cannot stand on bicycles. You cannot stand. Bivchinat, it's all the aspect of mocha chivarta kechaspa, that the brain becomes to be white like silver. Purify, mamash, like silver. Ve'al shem ze, and named on that, nikra masar matan. We're calling business, masar matan. Lehorot, to show, to teach us. Sheyesh bo tikun lebchinat bgadim hanal. That there is an aspect of it, of fixing the clothes, the making the clothes white. Lebchinat damim hanal, to the aspect of those bloods, like we said. Why you have red color on your clothes? Lama adom lil vushech? Hanal. Masa, and Rabbeinu is explaining, masa, the word masa, that you carry something. Carry, and masa umatan, it means to carry, to take. Umatan, and to give. You're taking and selling and giving it. So this is what it calls business. Masa umatan. So masa, to carry. Ze bechinat, it's an aspect of. Ki avonotai avru roshi, the sins that I made are beyond my head, they are overpowering, they're growing above my head. Ke masa kaved ichbedu mimeni, like heavy cargo, they're too much for me to carry. Ke masa. So you see, the masa is an aspect of those sins, that the person is carrying them on his back, all of his avonot. Like that Rabbeinu is saying that all of the sorrow that people from Am Yisrael, they have Jews, they have sorrow, it's only because of their sins. You're not suffering because you lack of money. There was poorer people than you, and they were more happy than you. They were not suffering out of their poverty. You're suffering not because of poverty. You're suffering because of your avonot, because of your sins. This is why you are confused and you're not satisfied and you're not happy and you have all of your problems and issues. But not because you lack of money. You don't know how to handle your situation. You don't have enough faith to know how to accept it or how to climb out of it. But it's all because of the sins and the sorrow and the frustrations and the anger and the anxieties that the person has. It's only because of sins that he haven't made tshuva on them. Shehem ashesa lavin kanal. Those are the 365 lavin. I said lavin.
Prohibitions.
Like we learned. Shemitgabrin ala rosh. That they are overpowering on the head. Shehua mochin. That it's the wisdom. It's the brain of the person. Bivchinat in aspect of lo ta'amod al dam re'echa kanal. Don't stand on the blood of your friend. Like we learned. And it's an aspect of Gama Bgadim Hanal Kanal, the defect of the clothes, like we learned. Veze Kaved Yichbedu, and this is why that it's written Kaved Yichbedu, that they're going to be so heavy. Hainu Bechinat Melech HaKavod Hanal, means the aspect of King of Honor, like that we learned. So what it means, King of Honor? King of Honor, it means that the person has got a problem to honor the king, because he wants to honor himself. Also, like the Rav Shalom said in Shabbat. Rav Shalom said in Shabbat that there is two things in Avodat Hashem for the person. The first thing is that the person should clarify what Hashem wants from me. This is first of all. You need to know what Hashem is expecting you to do. First of all, clarify that, check that. Hashem wants me to do Sha'a, wonderful. Now I know I need to do Sha'a. 1 hour is Bodedut. Hashem wants me to do Tshuva, to regret in my Avonot, great. I know that Hashem wants me to dedicate a certain time in a day to confess, to make a confession, to do a vidui. Great, you're clarifying for yourself. Clarifying for yourself. This is first thing. Second is to fight with yourself, to force yourself to listen to the will of Hashem. First of all, you need to clarify what's the will of Hashem. Second is to listen to that voice, to keep His will, to do what that He is commanding us to do. And this is the effort of the person in this world. On that, first of all, to check what Hashem wants me to do. And it's different between the people, because even if all of us, we have a certain obligation, like mitzvah tefillin, like Shabbat, or something like that, that we're all obligated the same in mitzvah Shabbat, in mitzvah tefillin, but still, you have a certain situation in your house, one can do it in the nets, but the second one, he cannot do it in the nets of Chama. He can do it only at 7, at 8, at 9. Another person, he's got a very tired body. His body suffered a lot in old lives and in this life, and his body is totally tired. He cannot go out of bed before of 10 a.m. It's for him, it's reality now. And still he's obligated in tefillin, so he needs to check what Hashem wants from me. Everyone needs to check what Hashem wants from him, according to his level, to his ability, to his happiness, to his all of hagbalot, limitations that he's got. Everyone needs to check about himself. So first of all, what Hashem wants from me. And from that moment and on, the effort, the job of the person is to cancel his will to the will of Hashem Yitbarach. And Rav Shalom said, from the moment that the person starts to work on that, he's already inside of the borders of the Kedusha. Even though that he haven't succeeded yet, he haven't achieved that, but he is working on that, he's trying, he's praying on it. So from heaven, they're considering him like that he achieved that. He's been counted with the people that are keeping that mitzvah, even though that he is not. Only because that you started to work on that. You started to pray on that. A righteous man, a good man, a strong man, will not be satisfied by that. To say, alright, Baruch Hashem. No. He wants it. And he's going to put all of the effort, even if it's going to take him 10 years, 20 years. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for 60 years in the desert of Sinai that Am Yisrael going to pray on their salvation. Think about it. He wasn't praying that they're going to be saved. He knew that they're going to be saved because he believed in the prophecy, in the promise that Bore Olam gave to Abraham Avinu, that he's going to save his sons from Egypt. He wasn't supposed to pray on that at all, and he wasn't. He was praying for 60 years that Am Yisrael is going to have the merit to pray on their salvation. I heard it from our rabbi. I'm not saying it for myself. He was praying it for on that for 60 years that they're going to have the merit to pray on the promised salvation. Think about that, Mesirut Nefet. What are you doing? They're going to be saved. You know that you have that confidence. But he knows that there is no connection. It's not the same, never going to be the same to receive something with prayers and to receive something with no prayers. When you're receiving something that is perfect with no prayers, it's going to damage you. And when you're praying on something and you're achieving that, then it becomes to be yours. And you have the ability. You're humble. You know that it came from Hashem after that you prayed. If now you made something and it came, you can think that it's yours. That your wisdom caused that, that your beauty caused that your talent caused that your father made it for you. But when you're praying, you see your humility, you see that you're zero, that you cannot have it without Hashem. This is the reason why we have so many difficulties in our lives. Just because Bore Olam wants to bring us to the purpose that we're going to know that it's from Him. In the moment that you're going to surrender, that you said, give up, I'm giving up, this is it. I cannot achieve it myself. No more running to more shadchaniyot. No more chasing after more women. No more chasing after more sources for panasa. No more. This is it. I cannot handle with it. I cannot make shalom bayit. Oh, Bore Olam, you're the only one that can give me shalom bayit. Only in that moment, you're going to receive the salvation that's going to be a real salvation for you. That's going to bring you to faith. Like the Tarav said a few weeks ago, Yagata umatzata ta'amin. If you put an effort and then you found, then it's going to bring you to faith, it's going to bring you to emunah, you're going to believe. But if you haven't put an effort, meaning if you haven't prayed on that, and you found, lo ta'amin, you're not going to believe, it's not going to bring you to faith. And we are here in one reason, one purpose we came to this world, lada'at oto yitbarach, to know Him, lada'at ve'lehakir oto yitbarach. To recognize Hashem, to know Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to love Hashem, to accept Hashem. And you cannot achieve it without prayers. No way, no one. Even Rabbi Nachman Breslev, in the end of his life, he said that if he knew the power, the greatness of Hitbodedut, he wouldn't ruin his own body with all of the fasts and suffering that he made on himself. If you would know in the beginning how much huge, how much powerful is this Bodhidu. And he called it plastic. He said, ay, plastic. Plastic means simplicity. On what? On the fact that someone asked him if he can say only the same words. He doesn't have the words, the diburim, in the field. He came to the field, he tried to do it Bodhidut, and he doesn't have the words. And he just saying again and again, Ribbono Shel Olam, save me, Ribbono Shel Olam, save me, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't have diburim, he doesn't have words. Please, Bro Olam, for the benefit of Am Yisrael. He doesn't have those. Please, Bro Olam, for your honor. He doesn't have those emotional feelings. He doesn't have those. He's not there. He's occupied, he's busy. He's in his business, but he's in the field. Please, Bar Olam, give me Shalom Bayit, give me Shalom Bayit. Please, that she won't argue with me. Please, Bar Olam, that she won't fight with me. Please, Bar Olam, help me. Let her be happy, 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 let her be happy. Please, Bar Olam, let her be happy, make her happy. Please, like that. Crazy, you don't have words. You're just fighting with yourself to stay 1 hour in the field. Rabbeinu on that said, ay, plastic. He was praising the simplicity, how much every word counts in the Itbodedut. Every word is a vessel to contain bounty, to contain Shefa, that Hashem Itbarach is giving. And when you're putting more words, more vessels, you're going to contain more bounty, more light into your life. And if you're praying on someone else, he's going to have that light in his life. If you see someone that he cannot pray, you have to, you're obligated. כל הרואה את חברו בצרה, everyone that sees his friend in trouble, ואינו מבקש עליו רחמים, and he's not asking mercy on him, כאילו הוא עשה לו את הצרה. It's like that you made that trouble for him. רבנו is writing that in Sefer Amidot. It's horrifying. You see someone in trouble, you're not davening on him, it's like that you make that trouble for him. This is what it means, ערבות, that עם ישראל ערבים לזה לזה. That we have a guarantee, everyone to each other. That it's like that you made him sin, that you made him do that thing. It's 100% obligation. We're united, we're one man. Ke'ish echad, belev echad, you cannot see your brothers drowning, and no, you have a meeting, you have a meal now, you need to... How can you eat when your friend is hungry? You're not supposed to be able to eat at all. How can you sleep when your friend doesn't have a house, that he's in the streets looking for a corner to put his head, doesn't have a pillow, doesn't have a wife, doesn't have money, doesn't have... And you have it all, or you have... We're not allowed to be relaxed. We're not allowed to rest now. It's not the time to rest. This world is a world of war, and there is a war, and when the Galut, the exile is still on, we are in Galut, all of us. It's not Bitul Torah to go to the Hafatza, to knock on doors, to talk to people. You meet a person in the street, you have to think, what Hashem you want from me with that person. Rav Shalom said, every time that I hear a name of a person, that someone mentioning a name of a person, immediately I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to pray on him. Now you heard on someone's name. What are you doing with it? Listen to the gossip, to the shtuyot? No, you need to pray on him. Adrabah, you hear that people are talking about him. Oy vey, you need to have so much mercy on him. Maybe they're maybe damaging him. Maybe there is judgments. Why Bara Olam is revealing that to me? That I'm going to know. That I need to pray on him. Please, Bara Olam, that people will not talk. Not to talk on no one. Rav Shalom said, I forgive on everything. Except of one thing. That people going to talk Lashon Hara in this yeshiva. If people are talking Lashon Hara in this yeshiva, Rav Shalom said that hidden tzaddikim told him that people that going to talk Lashon Hara in this yeshiva, they will not stay in this yeshiva. From heaven, they're going to push him away. They push that person away. He will not stay here if you're talking Lashon Hara. This is yeshiva of Rav Shalom, Rabbi of Peace, that is creating peace between all of arguments. He doesn't put himself in no argument, even in the most righteous one. The righteous one he's not putting himself into. He's the point of peace between righteous people, between the tzaddikim. He's making peace, creating peace, only peace and love. This is the place, this is the nature of this place. You want to stay here, you need to cancel yourself to the will of the chief rabbi of this place, of the Rav Shalom. To follow him in Mesirut Nefesh, in Mesirut Nefesh. He told me once in Simchat Torah, if you were a little bit naive, a little bit simple, you wouldn't move from me a breath of a hair. Chut ha-sara. You wouldn't move from me. If you were a little bit naive, tzatamim. Little bit simple, look what you have. All of us. The one that came last. The one that came to this room, the last. And you're receiving everything through my filter. That is very lame, Baruch Hashem. And you still look how much you have. The smallest one in this class, the smallest one, how much you achieved. And it came through me. And who am I? Who am I when you look at the Rav? You have pictures of him everywhere, on every wall. Look, it's amazing. It's an angel. It's not a human being. It's not regular at all. And it's a Baal Tshuva that he was sinning day and night. He was eating in Yom Kippur, breaking Shabbos, dating with women, eating non-kosher things. And when he decided to do tshuva, he threw everything away. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me in 1 year and a half to finish my tshuva process. 1 year and a half of Mesirut Nefesh. If you're going to do that Mesirut Nefesh, Kepum Tzara Agra, according to your effort, to your sweat, to your tears, to your blood that you're going to put in Avodat Hashem, you're going to receive the gain, the reward on that. Based on your effort. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the most because he suffered the most. Because he put the most effort in Avodat Hashem. And everyone, it's only according to his effort. And the Yetzer Hara, the main poison that when he's biting the person that he's putting into the person, it's laziness and sadness. So if you're lazy and sad, it means that the snake bite you, and bite you, and bite you, and bite you. And if you let yourself falling back again into sadness and into laziness, it means that you give him the permission to come and to bite you again. And you don't know what he's going to put in his poison in the next time. You don't know. This is why it's not allowed to sin. No sin, no avera at all. Because avera is dragging another avera after it. Avera goreret avera. So now you sin that you haven't made netilat yadayim. Okay, looks how we said before.
Sounds about right.
Okay, sounds about right. Not to do once in a while netilat yadayim. You don't know what it's gonna drag. Maybe next time you're gonna break Shabbos. All right, so to break Shabbos once in a while, it's not such a big deal. But you don't know what it's gonna bring, and you don't really know what it's causing. But I'm not talking about what it is causing outside. You don't know where it's going to take you. And this is why a person has to stand. Because we don't have the ability to fight with the Yetzer Hara by ourselves. Again and again and again and again. This is why we have to beg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily. Please, Borei Olam, remove all of the Yetzer Hara from me. Let me be holy. Let me be quiet. Let me be happy. Let me learn Torah. Let me pray. Let me pray on all of Am Israel. When a person is doing long Shmona Esrei, Rav Shalom said he doesn't need to do. He fulfilled his obligation of Sha'ayit Bodedut on Am Israel. If he's doing 1 hour Shmona Esrei a day, he fulfilled his obligation. And you see that, Rav, I'm going to tell you a secret. You know that last Wednesday, Rav Shalom said that from now on, every week, we're going to go to do 1 hour Ayit Bodedut on Am Israel. And he said that this is something that this yeshiva is unique in that we were doing it. For years this yeshiva would go every week to do 1 hour Ayit Bodedut in the field. Usually it was in Shmuel HaNavi forest, over there. And you can see it from the window, if it's open, when it's open. Over there we were doing 1 hour Ayit Bodedut every week. And we stopped, there is a lot of Yetzara on that. One of the Avrechim, one like us. One of the Avrechim came to Rav Shalom last week, sat with him and talked to him, a long conversation, and he told him, you know, Rav, I want to tell you something. Rav told him, yes. He told him, you know, Rav, you have a regular yeshiva. It's not different than no other yeshiva in the world. So Rav Shalom looked at him, wanted to hear what he had to say. That person had holy brazenness, like we talked. And he told him, so the learning Gemara, in all of the yeshivot, people learn Gemara. Learning Likutei Moharan. In all the yeshivot of Breslev, learning Likutei Moharan. Shulchan Aruch, you have Kolel Hora'ah. It's all great, wonderful. It's like all of the yeshivot. But the 1 hour Ayit Bodedut that we had on Am Israel every week, we lost it. So we're not different than any other yeshiva. Rav Shalom looked at him and told him, they chose you from heaven to give me that message. And from now on, we're going to establish it back. We're going to bring it back. Think about it. A complete yeshiva, 100 people going weekly to go to pray 1 hour in Am Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. And every one of us can do it, and every one of us can do more than that easily. If you're going to do just 10 minutes in Bodedut a day, you have 70 minutes a week. 10 minutes a day on Am Yisrael. 10 minutes on brothers that are drowning, that using drugs, that going to horrible places, that never heard about Kedusha. There is Jews that are not aware to their Judaism at all. They're so far marrying themselves with Christians, with Ishmaelim, with weird things in the world, doing weird things, worshipping idols and fighting and arguing with their own blood, with their own neshama. So if the suffering that we said is coming from the sins, so think how much they are suffering. Now we're going to rebuke them, going to put more on their shoulders because that they are sinners. We were exactly like them and even worse. The only reason that they brought us first to this wonderful kollel is because we didn't have the ability to stay there longer. We would commit suicide or something. We would destroy the world. It's a known fact. It's for sure. No doubt, right? How about you say? You have a doubt? No. Okay. Olam saved us because he saw that this is it. Not because we were deserved, because we were worthy, because we were so kind between Adam leChavero, we were angels walking on earth. No. No. Everyone was attached to nonsense, to desires, to lust, to pathetic things. Everyone with his nonsense, running and chasing after shtuyot, wasting and spending time and money and effort and sweat and seed on nonsense, on worshipping idols, on horrible things. And Hashem Yitbarach came down to the Tuma that was worse than the Tuma of Egypt, that was only 49 gates of Tuma, deep into the 50th one. Mamash, we were, as a megardim, scraping the 51. Scratching the 51. Look for another option. Maybe there is a path to carve the way to the 51. To be written in the Guinness book. To achieve the 51 gate. Got it. Pathetic, pathetic. Horrible, horrible. Just to praise Hashem. Rav Shalom told me, I pulled you with my prayers and you fell into a jar of honey. This is all of us reality. Rav Shalom with prayers on Am Yisrael prayed for years that he's praying that Am Yisrael is going to come back from the exile. Why do you think you find yourself going, wandering in Jerusalem, looking for something to do, find yourself in the Shiva Chut Shel Chesed? Because if they would tell you, look, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, there is a Shiva, you're going to come and learn, you wouldn't come. So they had to convince you to give options. You're going to make $1 million a week. You're going to find your mate in Eretz Israel. Apartments are very cheap. Don't worry. Everything you're going to have there. So they brought you. It's like that you're talking to your son. You want him to wear his clothes. And you know that he will not going to do it. So you wave a candy or something, telling him you want this, and you're pulling him to the room and dressing him and helping him and telling him if you're going to do this and that. And you're not thinking about this is all nonsense. All of that candy, it's nonsense, but you cannot talk to him without a candy. So this is exactly what the Bo'olam is doing with us. You think that a wife, it's important. You think that Panasa, it's important. You think that Torah, that Tfilah, it's all to bring you to the purpose to know Hashem. Even Torah and even Tefillah, it's not a purpose, it's not a tachlit. It brings you to the purpose. It brings you to know Hashem. It's vessels, it's tools. It's things that you should use to know Hashem. That you're going to be able to recognize Hashem in the bank, in the supermarket, in Shlom Bayit, in the shower, in the mikveh, in Shmona Esrei, always not to forget Hashem. For that you need to learn, you need to pray. Rabbeinu said, "Lilmod, litpalel velilmod." To learn, to pray, and to learn. This is it. I'm sorry. He said, to pray, to learn, and to pray. I'm sorry. Litpalel, lilmod velitpalel. And Rav Shalom explained that. He said, you have shachrit, and then you should learn a few hours. And then you have mincha, and then you should learn a few more hours. And then you have ma'ariv, and then you should learn a little bit more. And you have your sha'id bodedut. And you have your Tehillim. And this is, think about how we, the worst of us, are spending our days. Rab Tzvi woke me up to think about that in Shabbos. How amazing is what that we already have. In the days that you're occupied, in the days that you're busy, in the day that you're running, chasing after nonsense, that you're running after doing things. Think how much you're inside the borders of Kedusha. You're in Eretz Israel, you're in Jerusalem, you're with Kippah, with Tzitzit, you're on the way to do a lot of other things. And even if today you haven't come to the Kollel, tomorrow you're on the way to the Kollel, to the Yeshiva, to the field, you're going to do an hour, you're going to do Sha'id Bodedut. We don't understand the importance, the greatness of keeping those advice. Every mitzvah, every advice of Rabbeinu, it's a gift that we cannot contain. It's something that is beyond our reach, beyond our ability to grasp, to contain. It's gigantic things. Every small thing that you're doing in Kedusha. V'ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them merit to Am Yisrael. And this is why He gave them, hirba lahem, plenty of Torah u'mitzvot, plenty, every moment, every moment. On every hair that you have in your beard, that you're not shaving it, you're going to get the reward of not shaving your beard. On every hair. Because every hair that a person is shaving, it's a avera, it's a sin. Every hair. So on every hair that you haven't shaved, you're going to receive the gain. And you're complaining that you have a thick beard. You want to have a... Be happy. Think all its gain. It's all gain. It's all gifts. It's all presents and presents and presents. All gifts. Rav Shalom said in Shabbat, isn't it obvious to you that you need to be happy in the happiness of your Judaism, that you're a Jew? Isn't it obvious? It's something that we should talk about more and more. Think. You just have to concentrate on that. Haynu b'chinat melech hakavod hanal, king of honor. The person should respect the king and not to try to honor himself. Kaved, to honor. Haynu b'chinat hadamim. So Rabbeinu is saying that melech hakavod, the kaved, it's like the word liver. Kaved. Kavod, like kaved. Haynu b'chinat hadamim, the aspect of bloods. Shakaved male dam, that the liver is full with blood. שהוא בחינת דם נידה הנל, that it's an aspect of the blood of nida, like that we learn. ומתן, and to give, הוא בחינת תיקון הכללי. This is an aspect of fixing by giving. שהוא הצדקה, that it's charity to give. And this is also the secret of Kedusha, holiness in the house, to give. Not to want to accept, to get. If you want to get, if you want to accept, if you want to gain, you're just gonna lose in the house. In the house, it's a place to give, to influence, to donate, to spend. Bechinat, an aspect of what it's written in the verse in Mishlei, Matan Adam Yarchiv Lo. When the person is giving, it's widening the way for him. Bechinat, in the aspect of keshet habrit, of the, how you call it, not rainbow, you said to use another word. What?
Keshet.
Like the rainbow, but you said
bow.
To
covenant.
The bow. Covenant.
The bow of the covenant.
The bow. bow of the covenant. Shehu Tzadik, that it's the righteous man. Bivchinat Tzadik Chonen Venoten, in the aspect of what it's written on the Tzadik, on the righteous man, that he is Chonen Venoten, that he is giving and giving and giving only. Veze Shamru Chazal, and this is what the Rabotenu said, Beficha Zot Tzedakah. In your mouth, it's written in Rosh Hashanah, Beficha. Beficha in your mouth. What's the verse? Beficha uvilvavcha. In your mouth and in your heart. Beficha. It's in your mouth. Zot tzedaka. It's charity. So you see from that, that charity can be also in your mouth. Also to give compliment. To say a good word. A chizuk to a person. It's charity. Malbin shinayim michalav. If you're smiling and you show your teeth to another person, it's even bigger than to give him milk. It means that it's even bigger than charity to smile to a person, to cheer up a person, to give him spiritual chizuk. It's bigger than tzedakah. Beze shamu chazal, beficha zot tzedakah, she'az adibur mutar. And then you are able to talk. You can find yourself in the itbodeduyot. You're not being bored in the itbodeduyot. Adrabba, Rabbeinu said that before of praying, it's good to give tzedakah. To give tzedakah lifnei tefillah. Chassid of Breslev are giving tzedakah with two hands like that. Tzedakah tiyeh b'shtei yadayim, in two hands. It's an advice. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch. Please remember...